VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The COVID-19 virus continues to spread throughout the country and the United States. Globally, the number of deaths from COVID-19 is more than 471,000. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths at more than 120,000. The number of infections globally is more than 9 million and more than 2.3 million in the U.S. Mexico's daily death toll from coronavirus passed Brazil on Sunday amid concerns that Latin America's second biggest economy is not doing enough to flatten the increasing infection rate. Mexico on Sunday reported 1,444 additional deaths from the coronavirus. In comparison, according to Reuters, Brazil reported an additional 641 deaths on Sunday. Still, Brazil remains second behind the United States in the number of overall deaths and infections. Meanwhile, Sao Paulo state officials said that the growth in cases of coronavirus over the past week was greater in the smaller towns and cities in the interior of the state than in the megacity Sao Paulo. President Jair Bolsonaro has been widely criticized for his handling of the crisis. The country still has no permanent health minister after losing two since April, following reported clashes with the president. Bolsonaro has shunned social distancing, calling it a job-killing measure more dangerous than the virus itself. He also promoted two anti-malarial drugs as remedies, despite a lack of evidence that they actually work. As the coronavirus continues to expand seemingly unchecked in Chile, health experts are warning of a critical situation facing the country and exponentially higher numbers of deaths if the epidemic is not brought under control. This is VOA News. Seattle's mayor says the city will move to wind down the occupied protest zone following two recent shootings. It includes one that left the man dead. Mayor Jenny Durkan said at a news conference that officials are working with the community to bring the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone to an end after 2 weeks. The mayor said the violence was distracting from changes sought by thousands of peaceful protesters opposing racial inequity and police brutality. Durkan also said that the police will soon return to a police station that the department largely abandoned in the area after clashes with protesters following George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. The Trump administration is extending a ban on green cards issued outside the United States until the end of the year and adding many temporary work visas to the freeze, including those used heavily by technology companies and multinational corporations. The administration is casting the effort as a way to free up jobs in an economy reeling from the coronavirus. The ban, while temporary, would amount to major restructuring of legal immigration if made permanent. Longer-term changes are also being sought, including one that would deny work permits to many asylum seekers. President Trump is scheduled to visit Yuma Tuesday to mark the completion of the 200th mile of the border wall system between the U.S. and Mexico. The Trump administration has promised to build 450 miles of wall along the southern border by the end of the year, aided by relaxed procurement laws that allow the government to award contracts to construction companies without much vetting. According to an independent watchdog, the government has awarded over $6.1 billion in construction contracts since April of 2019. French President Emmanuel Macron is warning Turkey that France will not tolerate Turkey's military intervention in Libya. Macron is accusing Ankara of playing a dangerous game. Turkey has intervened decisively in recent weeks in Libya, providing air support, weapons, and allied fighters from Syria to help the government based in Tripoli repel a year-long assault by Eastern military leader Khalifa Haftar. Turkey's help appears to have secured Libya's capital and the west of the country for the Tripoli government against Haftar's Libyan National Army, which is backed by the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Russia. Paris has been accused of supporting Haftar politically, having previously given him military assistance to fight Islamist militants. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.